Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And good morning. Welcome to the house, to the Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda, and I am the co-pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. Today, we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manessa Christian Ministries. She brings a word from God every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Apostle Speaks. Praise God. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is up.
Amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, He is Lord. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. And it says, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. The writer says, we may think of Jesus as our wonderful Savior and gifted teacher, and he absolutely is. However, one of the most frequently used titles for Jesus in the New Testament is Kurios, K-U-R-I-O-S, or Lord, Kudos, or Lord, one possessing authority, power, and control. The Word of God describes Jesus as the head of the church, the ruler over all creation, and the King of Kings, Colossians 1 and 18, Revelation 3, 14, 17, and 14. Christ's reign covers everything in existence, whether in heaven or on the earth. No one, not even those who denied him, will be free of his authority. Although the enemy and the world may try to convince us that liberty is found in doing what we want, true freedom is acquired only through submission to Christ and to Christ's loving lordship. You are either working with his power or against it. And when you are submitted to Christ and joined with him in his purposes, you are more than a conqueror with him. So have you submitted to Christ's rule over you? Choose him as the Lord of your life and rejoice as his kingdom is established in you. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Jesus, you are my Lord. Rule in me and help me serve you better every day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our devotional message for this morning. He is Lord. Praise God. So at this time, I will play another selection. Praise God. And also, I want to let you know that today is the first Saturday in September, and after this service, sermon this morning, we will have our communion. Amen? So if you would like to join us, please feel free to call in 319-527-6204. Praise God.
I want you to put your mind and your focus your heart. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Kingdom of God. Take your shoes off, for you're standing on holy ground. Bow down, don't make a sound, hear the voice of Yahweh.
When you enter the air, give us a praise, let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Wave your hands in the air, give us a praise, let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. So awesome, He's a sovereign God.
Holy mountain, for He's a jealous God. Bow down to the great I am, for He's a holy God.
Wave your hands in the air, give us a praise, let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Wave your hands in the air, give us a praise, let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah.
So awesome,
He's a sovereign God, so wonderful.
Amen. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of John, chapter 10. That's the Gospel of John, chapter 10. And we're going to read verses 1 through 6. And then we're going to drop down to 11 through 18. Amen? That's John chapter 10, verses 1 through 6, and then drop down to verses 11 through 18. Praise God, where it says. And this is Jesus speaking. And this chapter is, Jesus is the good shepherd. I tell you the truth. Everyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognizes his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration did not understand what he was what he meant. Amen. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Now go over to verse 11 to 18, and it says, this is Jesus still speaking. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him, and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he's working only for the money and doesn't really care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me, just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, too, that are not in this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. The Father loves me because I sacrifice my life, so I may take it back again. No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have the authority to lay it down when I want to, and also to take it up again. For this is what my Father has commanded. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. So in contrast to the thief who takes life, Jesus gives life. The life he gives right now is abundantly rich and full. It is eternal, yet it begins immediately. Life in Christ is lived on a higher plane because of his overflowing forgiveness, love, and guidance. Have you taken Christ's offer of life? Amen. Praise be to God. So let us pray. Loving Father, we have received your rich gifts into our hearts and lives. Thank you for the gift of forgiveness. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. Thank you for the opportunity to witness and serve. Thank you for the opportunity to work and earn a livelihood. Thank you, Father, for the capacity and disposition that cause us to want to contribute today to the advancement of your kingdom's work. Accept our tithes and offerings and bless them to that end. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. One of the most familiar scenes in first century Palestine was the figure of a shepherd tending his sheep. The land was given more to pastoral livestock than to agricultural farming. Most of the land is like western Texas and Oklahoma, stony and without enough rainfall to support farm crops. Thus, goat herds and flocks of sheep were common sights and had been for centuries. Amen? The shepherd's life was not one to be envied. The shepherd's life was not one to be envied. It was hard and constant. 2 week paid vacations were unheard of. The shepherd's work week was 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He faced the elements of nature in all their fury. He endured the dangers of thieves, poachers, and wild beasts because there was little grass. He was bound to lead the sheep in constant search of food. Veterinarian skills were also a part of his trade. Many who listened to Jesus were well acquainted with the life of a shepherd. So he used their knowledge of the shepherd and the sheep to illustrate his own relation to God's true believers. So let us look closely at this illustration. Amen. This morning my message is divided into three paragraphs. Amen. And my text for this message is coming from John chapter 10, verse 11 in the NIV. And it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And my title, I am the good shepherd. So Jesus is the shepherd, and we are the sheep. Amen? Praise be to God. Okay. So, the good shepherd knows his sheep by name. The sheep of Palestine were not used primarily for slaughter in the marketplace. Their principal function was to produce the wool for the loom, Thus each sheep might be with the shepherd for years. It was common for shepherds to name their sheep based on physical markings, characteristics, or disposition. Now, Jesus speaks of the shepherd said in John 10 and 3, the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Jesus knows the name of each of his followers. Amen? And his followers is his disciples. And he knew each name of each one. Now, we live in a world where we are more often a number than a name. A number is dehumanizing. It has no personality. It is cold, indifferent, and apathic. But our names are personal because they were given to us by those who love us. Amen. Jesus seized on our need to have a name and calls us by the name and leads us. Not only does the good shepherd call the names of his sheep, but the sheep knows his voice and responds to him. Voices and names are intertwined in this passage. We can be in a crowd with everyone talking at once and still hear our own name being called. And we can really recognize whether it is the voice of a stranger calling us or a loved one whose voice we easily recognize. Amen. Praise God. The good shepherd is more than a hired hand. There were two kinds of shepherds in Jesus' day. One kind of shepherd was a member of the household that owned the herd of sheep. It might be a son, a daughter, as in the case of Rachel in Genesis 29 and 9, or a servant who was considered part of the family unit. And second, the second kind of shepherd was hired to care for the sheep. His devotion to duty and to the welfare of the sheep was tempered by his own self-preservation. Jesus points out that if the hireling sees a band of thieves or some wild beast attacking, he may well abandon the flock to protect himself. The good shepherd, however, does not run away. Amen? He cares for the sheep and willingly stays to defend them, for they are his, whether his herd is large or small means little to the good shepherd. He cares for them all. The good shepherd knows that sheep are defenseless creatures that cannot protect themselves. His strength and weapons are the only hope the sheep have. The sheep look to their shepherd for protection. Amen? We, just like we look to Jesus for our protection, because we are the sheep. and he is our shepherd. The good shepherd is not pastoring the sheep for money. He does it because they belong to him and his Father. Jesus will not abandon us in the face of the enemy. He is not a hireling. He stands with us and fights for us. He provides for our safety. The good shepherd is willing to die for his sheep. The ultimate test of love and devotion is how far one will go in practicing such love. It is one thing to talk of how good a shepherd is or how much he is willing to do, but it is quite another thing for the shepherd to be willing to risk certain death to protect the sheep. King David appears first in Scripture as a shepherd. Scripture tells of his courage in killing a lion and a bear that came to ravage his father's flock in 1 Samuel 17:34-35. And at the risk of personal injury and death, he willingly put his life on the line for them. Amen. Just like Jesus put his life on the line for us. But the case of Jesus goes one step beyond the story of David. David believed he did not necessarily have to die to save the sheep. As a matter of fact, David most probably believed that in any one-on-one conflict, even with the giant Goliath, he would not lose his life. Jesus, however, knew with certainty that for him to be the good shepherd, he would have to die for God's sheep. Amen. And furthermore, this was a death in which Jesus would have to bear the full weight of sin for all of humanity. It was not just that Jesus would have to die, but the meaning of his death was also part of his decision. He said in John 10:11 in the NIV, "The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." And he did exactly that. To God be the glory. And my conclusion is, most of us would willingly sacrifice our lives for the sake of our families. Human history is filled with such stories of love and devotion. People who run into burning houses or people who swim into deep waters to save loved ones are not uncommon. Jesus is trying to say that about his relationship to us. He loves us, knows our names, and willingly gives himself on our behalf. He is no coward. He does not find excuses to keep from aiding us. He comes quickly and voluntarily to our defense and takes our place in death so that we might live. This is a great love, and it calls us to respond with great love and loyalty. Will you do that? Will you let Jesus become the shepherd of your life? Amen. Think about those two questions. To God be the glory. I am the good shepherd. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was unto me. So, Jesus' death and resurrection as part of God's plan for the salvation of the world were under God's full control. No one could kill Jesus without his consent. If Jesus had been merely a man, his claims to be God would have proven him insane, but his miracles proved his word true. He really was God. The Jewish leaders could not see beyond their own prejudice, and they looked at Jesus only from a human perspective. Jesus confined in a human box. But Jesus was not limited by their restricted vision. Praise be to God. So if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And it doesn't stop there. You ask and pray to the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, our very own Barbara A. Amore is going to come with our poetry at this time. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Praise be to God. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm blessed, thank you, and I won't complain.
All right. All right. Okay. I'll be coming from my book entitled The Profundity of God, a Spiritual Anthology in Poetry. Mm-hmm. And this poem is entitled Once Blind, But Now I See. Mm. I know you've heard it a number of times, but I'm going to read it again today. Once blind, but now I see. There is that ancient philosophical thought again about what is this thing called love? Mm. First, let me begin from the beginning, my friend, by saying what love is not. Love is not selfish. Love does not seek its own. Love is not mean. It doesn't spitefully hurt or harm. Love doesn't pout or get puffed up or twist another's arm. Love isn't nasty or short with you. Love doesn't come with a bad attitude. Love doesn't brag or boast. And love is never rude. I'm not saying that love never hurts. I'm not saying that it's always kind. Yet real love, true love, is good love. And that love can be kind of blind. There may not be sunshine every day, but it certainly won't be raining all the time. We have to take the good with the bad, the bitter with the sweet. At times, it's not always smooth and without pain. Hear this, love never creeps. So examine your love. Is it real? Is it true? Can you go on without the one you love if the one you love doesn't want or love you? Do they make you smile? Do they make you weep? Do you see yourself with them getting married, walking down the aisle, walking down the street? All love doesn't have to end at the altar, but whether it does, has been, is, or will never be, ask yourself, are you better for having loved and been loved than never to have experienced or known love at all? Have no regrets. Have no doubt. It's better to have lived and loved than ever to have lived without. You may ask yourself as you listen to my flow, where is God in any of this? But I think you already know. God is in it. God is love. Selah.
Amen. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much, woman of God. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I thought the last thing she said was Selah.
Yes, I did.
So we're supposed to take a moment to think about it, right?
That's correct.
Oh, my God. I'm here to tell you that God has you in my backyard right now. Mm.
Oh.
Oh,
why is that?
My goodness. Huh. I'm in here arguing and fussing and going on with my husband. Get on this line, and y'all know, most of the time, I be just getting out of the bed going, I'm almost missing it. And so I don't catch this part, but the Holy Ghost made sure I caught it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I get on, and she's talking about love, and I said, oh, yeah, we know the love of God. Then I'm listening going, uh-uh. She's talking about relationship. Lord, what have you done to me?
God bless you, woman of God.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
God is here and there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. God is everywhere.
God is here and there. He's looking at me, preparing her to address me.
Wow.
My goodness, glory to God.
So
and
now
she's going, okay, let me just get love ready. Let me get love. And God is saying, yep, and I'm going to make sure Kathy get on this line.
Well, you are here.
Mm-hmm.
To God be the glory. And
that is
he
all
made sure.
Knows what he's doing.
Absolutely.
Yes, he does. Okay.
This time, we are going to get ready to go into our communion service. And you can get your elements in hand. And don't forget your Bible while I play the selection. You can get your Bibles, your elements. It could be some wafer, a matzah, or with no yeast, and a small glass of grape juice, no wine, and your Bible. Amen? Bread of Life by Fred Hammond.
Bread of life, sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
Amen. Praise be to God. And at this time, our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to conduct our communion service this morning. Amen.
Amen. I am going to ask Sister Barbara, who just brought forth that loving, touching, slap beside the head poem, if she would open us up in prayer real quick.
Certainly. Precious and Heavenly Father, once more and again, we of your humble servants come to give you praise, glory, and honor. God, we thank you for the opportunity together once more in your precious name. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for his shed blood, for his body. Lord God, we can't do anything but be grateful and thankful, God. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough for this awesome gift, this indescribable gift of love that you've given to us. And God, just forgive us of our sins, those of omission and commission. Bless everybody that's on this line, everyone that will even hear this message, Father God. We thank you for all that you are, all that you will ever be, whatever you've done, whatever you will do. We thank you for all of that and for what you're doing right now, God. Bless us and we will be blessed. Keep us and we will be kept. All these blessings I ask in the matchless name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 11:23 says, "For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you." The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. My goodness, see, a lot of times we skip over verse 20, but we need to see what led up to him shedding his blood. Oh, my goodness. Let's go over verse 23, 1 Corinthians 11:23. "For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you." The Lord Jesus, on the night prayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, get your item, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Break and eat. Thank you, Jesus. And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Take and drink. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Verse 26 says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for allowing us this opportunity to come into your presence, oh God, just to love on you, oh God. To take a moment out of our own lives, our daily routine, just to stop and say, "God, I thank you. I haven't always done the things you wanted me to do. I haven't always been the person you wanted me to be. I haven't always done those things that were pleasing in your sight, oh God. But always, always, I thank you that you have never, ever, ever given up on any one of us, oh God. Father
Thank
God, whatever we did last night, whatever we did this morning, whatever we did yesterday, whatever we did last week,
yes,
that
Lord.
Was not saving in your sight, oh God.
Ooh,
have
Jesus.
Mercy on us. Forgive
have
us, oh
mercy.
God, have mercy.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, after all, the psalmist just told us it's all about love. It's
mm-hmm.
all about love. Mm. And we need to examine the way that we love as well as the way that we're being loved.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you
for that word on this morning. Self-examination. How are you loving? Oftentimes we're looking at how we're being loved, but we need to see how we're loving.
That's right.
And maybe it's a reflect on how we're being loved other than the love of God.
Thank you.
Because the love of God is not weighed by what we do. He loves us.
Yes.
Thank
That's
you, God.
Right.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
When
Lord.
We mess up, when we don't do right, when we sin, what
mm-hmm.
all those things that are disappointing in your sight, oh God, you still love us.
Yes, you
Thank
do,
you.
Lord.
You're still gracious enough to forgive us.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Lord.
Have mercy on us. Why would we not take one day? We need to do it as often as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we do it on a monthly basis. Why not get up and say thank you, God, more than your blood was shed on that cross. Your heart was open for this display
mm-hmm.
to let us know. I know what you're going to do. Not what we already did. You
mm-hmm.
knew we were going to do this, and you still got on that cross.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. You knew we were not going to be worthy of your blood, but you got on that cross anyway. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And we can only take one day just to stop, get rid of every little whatever we were going to do and just say, God, let us examine not your love for us, but our love for you.
And how
do we do that?
Yeah.
We do that by examining how we love one another.
Mm-hmm.
Because your word says, whatever you did to them, you did it to me.
That's right.
Whatever you didn't do for them, you didn't do for me. So if you don't love them, how can you love me?
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God, for being such an awesome, awesome teacher, for being long-suffering, patient with every last one of us, God, through it all.
Yes, Lord.
God knows we fall short so many times, and often we think that when we say we fall short, that means we sin. No,
mm-hmm.
it just means we fall short.
Mm-hmm.
We're not worthy. Okay, we're not loving you the way that we should.
That's right.
Because we're not loving on one another the way that we could.
Yeah, yeah. So
God, true. Thank you. It's all about love. Love. Thank you, God. Thank you, because on a daily basis you demonstrate what love really looks like.
My.
Amen.
And even though we can't pin ourselves to a cross, we can bear our own cross.
Hey, yes, we can.
God, we love you. We thank you. Your body that was broken, bruised for our iniquities. Your blood that was shed for our iniquities because of your love.
Thank you, Lord.
As often as we do this, let us get past remembering what you did for us and let us start thinking about what we should be doing for you.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for your mercy.
Thank you for your grace.
Yes,
Thank
Lord.
You for your forgiveness. Thank you for never giving up on us. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, thank Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Right now, I feel ashamed to come into your presence, but we know that with God, there is no condemnation.
Amen. Amen.
So you pull yourself together, ask for forgiveness, and come into my presence and love on me.
Yes, right. Yes.
Do not let the enemy play with your mind.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Telling you you're not worthy. If you were worthy, I would need to come.
Amen.
He came because we weren't worthy.
Amen. Right.
We were lost.
Yes, we are.
That's why he had to come.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy wants to twist it and say, well, you've done this, you've done that, and you can't accept God, and you can't love on God. The devil is a liar because God says, that's why I came. I saw your condition.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you was messed up when I came.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And I knew what you were going to do. You were always going to fall short. Except through my glory, holding on to my unchanging hands. I came for this reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Thank you, God. When we look at it that way, God, we want to fall to our knees and say, thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, for forgiving, for having mercy.
Yes.
For loving on us.
Amen.
Father God, when I think about what I went through last night, what I think about going to bed with the sun going down on my wrath, when I think about all of that, that was reason enough for me not to get up and get on this line. But you said not so. You will get up, Kathy, and you will get on this line. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I can't help you if you don't come to me. If you're going to wallow in guilt and shame, I can't help you.
That's right. You can't.
And I get on the line, and you got your servant talking about love, loving on one another, understanding what that looks like, what it feels like. Are we displaying the love that we're looking for? Ooh, there was so much in that message, you had to be in the spirit to get it all. Thank you, God. Thank you for your chosen vessel this morning, being obedient to your voice to speak about love on today. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, God. You said where there's two or three, you would be in the midst.
Yes, you will.
And oftentimes there may only be two. Sometimes they may look like it's one, but it's really me, myself, and I. So there's three.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
So when that person's on the line all alone, and they're thinking, oh, no, it's me, myself, and I.
That's
well,
right.
If you can have Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, why can't you have me, myself, and I? And all three of us want to hear from God.
Praise Him.
Amen.
We need God to give us direction.
Yes, we do.
We are being duped left and right. All I want to do is love on God. And every single time I got to love on God, I got to duke it out with the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the enemy, God's enemy. If he comes through my spouse and we're arguing, fussing, fighting, okay. But it's not him that I'm duking it out with. Huh?
Right.
That's a spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
Between God and Satan. I got her. No, you don't. I got her. No, you don't. I got her. No, you don't.
That's right. Amen.
And had I not got up this morning like the Holy Ghost unctioned me to get on this line, he would have been standing there silent looking at God and said, I told you I got her. But instead, God is looking at him going, I told you, no, you don't.
Amen.
She doesn't adhere to you. She adheres to me. regardless what she's done. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for never giving up on us, God. Thank you.
That's right.
You are so merciful, so forgiving. So long. Thank you, God.
To God be the
glory. We are not worthy.
No,
but thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you said we can come anyhow.
Yes.
You know, I heard, and they say this in the church too, and they said, make sure it's leavened bread, unleavened bread, you know, the bread that you're supposed to take.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, and make sure it's grape juice. Well, some churches serve wine.
True.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because it does not matter. Really, it does not matter. Whether it's leavened bread or unleavened bread, because guess what? It's all symbolic of his body.
Yeah.
That's what matters. That we understand it's symbolic of his body.
Mm-hmm.
It's symbolic of his blood. That's what matters. Don't put the focus on the bread. Put the focus on what it's symbolic of.
Yes.
His body that was broken. His blood that was shed.
Yes. For us,
you know, and prior to COVID, they used to be in the churches, and when they do communion, they pass the cup, and then they take and wipe it all off, and they pass the cup, and they wipe it all off, and most of the time they say, if you want to come to this line where they wipe the cup, you can't. If you want to go to this line where you get a fresh cup every time you come up there, you can go to that line. So 98% of the church will go to the line where they could get a new cup. And this was prior to COVID. So they would go to the line where they could get a fresh cup. And I was visiting at this church, and I got up, and I went to the line where they just wiped it off. And the person that moved out of the way, they were getting ready to wipe it, and I just took the cup and drank. And she looked and she said, I haven't wiped it, and I just took the cup out of her hand and drank. And someone said, you stupid. You see COVID. COVID wasn't in the atmosphere then. And still now, I would probably do the same thing. Because you know what? I've learned a long time ago, it is not about where we put the focus. The focus is supposed to be on him, his love, the breaking of his body, the shedding of his blood. If you understand that he is love, you mean to tell me you can't love a brother or sister that you haven't met so much? So I ain't drinking behind them. I don't know where they've been. Well, where is your mind at that time? Where is your mind at that time if you're taking the time to go, I ain't drinking behind them? You should be going up there going, hallelujah. Thank you, God. God, I love you. I bless your holy name. And whatever cup comes before you, drink. Guess what? He stood there and said, Lord, if you could let this cup pass from before me. But nevertheless, not my will, let your will be done. So you ain't the only one got a cup you don't want to drink from.
That's right.
Come on now. He had a cup he didn't want to drink from. But he drank it.
Yes.
That's where the focus should be. On him and his love. What he did for us because of his love.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
There's COVID in the atmosphere now, and God knows Kathy will still go out there and grab that cup and drink from it, whether you wipe it or not. And some people say, that's not being cautious. You know what? If I show God, if I show God that I love and trust him that much, that when I step up there, this is the one time my only focus is on him and the price that he paid for my salvation.
Yeah.
You think he's not going to honor that faithfulness?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then that will make him a liar. Because in the Bible, every time someone came in, he said, your faithfulness, your faithfulness, your faithfulness, your faithfulness.
Amen. That's what he said.
And I believe when Kathy and Billy and Sally and John and Jimmy go out there, and we're not concerned whether they wipe that cup or not, he's going to honor their faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say do it all the time or any other time. I say when you go out there, your focus is on Christ our Savior.
Amen.
Christ our Savior. That's the one time your mind should just... do you know how I was trembling when I was going down there? I looked at these deacons because I never seen it done like that.
Mm-hmm.
They were taking and breaking the bread. And as they were breaking the bread, they were, I don't know, they were speaking in a Hebrew language because it wasn't tongues. They were just speaking in a Hebrew language. And I'm going down there, and I'm, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm in a whole nother world. Because they did it in such a manner, you could almost get a visual of what took place.
Mm. Wow.
And the humility that was displayed on those servants. Oh, my goodness. I said, wow. Wow. We've forgotten it's an honor and a privilege. It's an honor to bow down before our King. It's an honor.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. No one will ever pay the price that you paid for us. No one will ever love us that way. But,
mm-hmm.
God, we're so thankful for the ones that you send into our lives that try to love us. Thank you, God. They don't always get it right. We don't always get it right. But thank you because they're trying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. They're putting forth their best effort to love the best way they know how.
That's right.
And we honor that because there's some that won't even take the time to try.
Mm-mm. That's true.
So for the ones that do, thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
The ones that are trying to love as a parent, trying to love as a spouse, trying to love as a friend, trying to love as a sibling, trying to love as a cousin, trying to love.
Yes.
Manner that's pleasing unto you, God. Thank you for all of us, all of the ones trying to love in a manner that's pleasing unto you. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for being that example. Thank you, God.
That's
and for
right.
still being that example. You're still loving on us.
Yes, you are. Yes,
you're still teaching us how to love one another.
Mm-hmm.
You're leading by example. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Father God, we love you. We honor you. We adore you today.
Yes.
We lift you up, oh God, just for being who you are in all of our lives. You are a forgiving, merciful, loving God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Precious and Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts and grateful hearts. And just all broken as to who we are, looking at who you are, looking at your love and our love. It will never, ever compare. But at least we can make an effort that our love, the way that we love one another, that it can still be found pleasing in your sight.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
That the ones we're loving, the ones we're loving on, they can feel your presence in that life.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for showing us how. Thank you for continuing to show us how. Thank you for showing us how to do it better and better and better every day.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for showing us how not to take it lightly.
Mm.
Love is not just a four-letter word.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's a necessity.
Yes.
A lot of people don't look at it that way. Love is a necessity because had he not loved us, he wouldn't have paid that price.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It is a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? People do things out of their love for you. Mm.
Wow.
That's good. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It is a necessity. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, God. You slipped that one in on us right then, God.
Mm.
Thank you.
Mm.
Precious and Heavenly Father, we say thank you as we close out this part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we get back to just talking. We just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Because God, you're constantly teaching us how to do things better.
Mm-hmm.
How to be found pleasing in your sight. You are constantly showing us how.
Yeah.
How. How do you do that? You show us our mistakes, and then over here you show us how we can do it better. Thank you for not just pointing out our mistakes and leaving us there. Thank you for showing us our mistakes and then showing us how to do it better.
Yes.
Thank you, God. God, we love you. We adore you. And we come to you right now, saying, God, continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Father, as you lead, we will follow. I know I will. I'm going to follow. I don't want to take the lead because I don't know where to take them to. I want to follow.
Yes.
Lead me, Lord, I will follow. And I thank you because you got so many followers.
Mm.
The devil tried to make us think no one wants to follow God. Oh, he is a liar.
Mm.
There are so many out there still following Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you for opening up our spiritual eyes so we could see that.
Yes.
We can't see all the followers, but in the spirit, we can see them.
Mm-hmm.
The number is great.
Thank you, God.
We thank you for all that you've done for all of us here on the line, our family members, our loved ones. Thank you for going to see about a possible Mother Wiggins and her loved ones. Thank you for going to the nursing home, period. Thank you for the assisted living, God, that there are people that are assisting them in love and in care, warmth. Thank you, God, for our young people, goodness, that are older people trying to lead and guide the young ones and not letting them lead themselves because they don't know which way to go.
That's right.
So thank you for the older ones that are trying to lead them out of wisdom on what they've been through. Thank you for protecting our young folks in the schools and on the school buses and when they're walking out of all hurt, harm, and danger.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, God, because even though they look like they're not listening, they hear us.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I checked, faith comes by hearing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have to look like they're paying attention as long as they hear us.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you for protecting them.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God. We reach out to the teachers, oh God, all of the teachers out there. We ask you to bless their lives because they're getting this discouraged and they don't want to go to the schools and they don't want to teach our children.
Encourage them.
And we're asking you, God, to comfort them.
Yes.
To encourage them, to motivate them. Our schools need teachers.
Yes, Lord.
We need those teachers, oh God.
Yes, we
you know, it's time for the government, the community. Hey, sow into those teachers. We need them.
That's right.
Yes.
The bus drivers, they taking forever to pick up the kids because they know there's no one at the schools.
Mm.
Lord, those kids need teachers. That's a sad thing when you see that there, piling up all the kids in one classroom because there's so few teachers coming out.
Yeah.
Father God, we lift them up to you today. Everyone that has credentials, has a heart to teach, oh God. Please stir them up. Don't let them get discouraged that they will go out there and help our babies. Help our young people.
Yes.
We need them to get educated.
Yes.
Not just in the schools, but in the churches.
Yes.
We need Sunday school. We need Bible study. We need those teaching days. We need them.
Yes.
How else will they learn if no teachers come out to teach them? God, for the nation of Israel, we lift it up before you, this nation.
Yes.
Father God, it looks like there's a lot going on in the world, but greater is he that is with us. And we know that you're with us each and every day because we're here.
Yes.
You woke us up this morning, so we know you're still with us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Father God, they're getting back to getting anxious and weary and thinking they're not going to make it, so they're doing those things. They're going out there stealing and killing, and they're getting back to, Father God, the devil is a liar. We know that you can show yourself strong even right now.
Amen.
You can reverse the thought out of that person's mind to do someone harm.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we're placing all of this at your feet, oh God, because no one can handle it better than you.
No one.
Thank you. We honor you, God. We have to honor you. This world cannot exist without you. We need you more than we say we need you.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't often say it, but we need you.
Amen.
We need you in our homes. We need you in our families. We need you, God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the other way around. You need us. No, we need you.
Yes. Yes, 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 Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you for not giving up on us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father God, show us how not to give up on ourselves.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Precious and Heavenly Father, go to every household under the sound of my voice, and even the ones that are not under the sound of my voice. Your people that haven't come in yet, oh God, continue to draw. Continue to allow them to see the love and the kindness so that they're drawn in.
Thank you,
Jesus. We have to hold on to your unchanging hand.
Yes, we do, Lord.
Huh? We can't make it through these days without you, God.
Mm-hmm.
We need you. We're so grateful that you are a forgiving God, a merciful God. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
In our unworthiness and the things we've done wrong, thank you for forgiving us and not holding it against us, oh God, giving us another opportunity to get it right.
Yes.
We love you. We honor you. We adore you. Father God, even now, when we get off this line, let us leave with a heart, a desire to call someone, to tell someone we love them.
Mm-hmm.
To be kind to someone, to smile at someone.
Yes.
That they may see your light shining through us, oh God.
Yes, Lord God.
And not just today, but every day.
Lord God.
That someone will say, hey, is that Sister Wanda? Is that Kathy? Why are they so happy? Why are they always so nice? Why are they smiling? Shoot, I want what they got. Well, we got Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We can offer him to you freely. Won't cost you a thing. All you got to do is accept it. It's a gift.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Let it be a good day for your people everywhere, oh God. Continue to keep your hedge of protection around us, around the young people, around the seniors, around the nations, oh God. Father God, that we would all do better at showing the love that you intend for us to show. The love that is pleasing in your sight. Not our kind of love, but the love that is pleasing in your sight.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to be forgiving and merciful of others as we ask you to forgive us. We ask you to be merciful to us. Help us to show forgiveness, to show mercy.
Yes.
Huh? The very thing that we're asking for, let us be that to someone else.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we love communion.
Help us, Lord.
But it takes us to a whole nother place.
Yes.
Thank you, God. We look forward to it every month because we know we can come and sit down by your feet and lay our head in your lap and say, God, we love you.
Yes, Lord.
We are so grateful to have you in our lives. Thank you, God. Precious and Heavenly Father, go with us on this day and every day that we will continue to do it in remembrance of you. Not just once a month. We may take communion once a month, but let us never, ever forget the price that was paid for all of us. All of us that are willing to accept the price that was paid. Some may not accept it. It doesn't mean it wasn't done for them. It just means they didn't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
It was done for all of us.
Yes, it was.
And those that will receive it. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. Praise be to God. What a wonderful, wonderful prayer this morning by Pastor Kathy and our communion service. So we have about 18 minutes and 18 minutes of that. I will play inspirational music. So God bless you.
Can I, Evangelist Hilda, real quick before you do that? Let's let Sister Barbara give a testimony, then you give a testimony, and then we'll play the music. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Sister Barbara, go ahead. Share whatever's on your heart right now.
Okay. I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way, giving me strength for the struggle, and allowing me to know that I am not alone in this struggle, in this thing called life. Other people are going through, some are feeling loved and some are feeling unloved and dejected and rejected and just not of any value. Amen. So I just want to thank Pastor Kathy for bringing her trials and tribulations that she's having or had or whatever went through, and that it again reminds us that we're all susceptible to times of slipping of the tongue and loving God as hard as we do. We're still human, still flesh, we're still subject to slip. I mean, I myself went through something the other day and words came out of my mouth that I was like, where did that even come from? You know, but it did. And at the moment, I was quite angry. And I think I slammed the door to the point that I knock myself out, lock myself out. But they were nice. They opened the door when I came back in, turned around and came back in. But, I mean, just knowing that we are human. And I look at Pete because I even heard my pastor saying how he had cussed. You know, mm-hmm. he didn't say he was still doing it, but he had done it in his youth. And he was saying it like, okay, that's what I do. But the devil is a liar. We have the Holy Spirit in us, and we know better.
Yes, we do.
So that's not a thing that we fall prey to anytime and every time we get angry. It's not acceptable. It's not a nice thing to do. So I just want to say that I am grateful to hear that others are going through the same thing, and it's a part of life, but it is not what we Christians want to do. It's not allowing the light of God to shine through us, the light of Jesus, the salt of the earth, who we are. Amen. So we want to be in all kinds of situations, whether it's easy or not so easy, we still want to be that light.
Mm-hmm.
We still want to be that light. We may be angry, but we still want to be that light. So those that know the worth of prayer, pray my strength in the Lord. You pray for me, and I'll pray for you. To God be all the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Evangelist Hilda, did you want to say something?
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, none of us are perfect. And we're all still in the work in progress. So we thank God every day for allowing us to be here to correct the things that we do wrong and the things that we say. And which, you know, sometimes if you don't think about what you're saying, it's going to pop right out of your mouth. And then afterwards you'll be like, oh, my God, did I really say that? Why did I say that? You know, I didn't mean to say that, but it happens. I mean, even like with my little baby here, sometimes he really irks my nerves. And I would like raise my voice. And every so often I was like, you better not do that or I will so-and-so. And I was like, fool, that's a dog. He doesn't understand what you're saying. He's just a baby. Mm-hmm. He don't know what he's doing. So why are you talking to him as if he's a human being? And you know, like, when you're in a closed
he's not a human being, but he understands.
He understands everything that I say. And I watches his reactions and stuff. Like when he know he did something.
They get that
wrong.
Teary eye thing.
Oh my God, that's what melts my heart because you know he got these little marble big eyes, and when he looks at you, it really really melts.
He knows you chastising him, and that's why he gets that look on him like, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah,
understands very well, but then that doesn't make me feel any better because I know that I shouldn't, you know, yell at him because I don't know, but you know, sometimes I wonder and I say, okay, what was I thinking? No, you wasn't thinking. That's why you got this problem today, because you didn't think about what all the things that comes afterwards when you get them. But I found out that, you know, some animals are like children. You have to have a lot of patience with them.
Exactly.
And, you know, sometimes the older we get, the less patient we have. So that, I feel like I have to pray and ask God, please, Lord, give me patience. Don't let me lose my patience as I'm getting older, because it's like every little thing starts to irk your little nerves, and you know you're not that type of person. But like I said,
We're not perfect, and things will go wrong.
Okay.
Because you're going to say some things that you cannot take back.
You know, I am so grateful that God allows us to see who we are.
Mm-hmm.
He allows us to see who we are so that we'll know who he is.
Yes.
That who is he that he would love me?
Mm-hmm.
In spite of all that he knows about me, he still loves me.
Yes, he does.
In spite of myself.
Isn't that what King David said? Why would you love me this way? Who are you that you would be so kind to me this way? He's God.
That's right.
And it's funny that some animals can understand and some cannot. Isn't that wild? Because a dog can understand, a cat just keeps going, going, going. They don't understand a thing.
Mm.
They have their own mind. They understand.
Yeah.
They have their own mind.
Cat,
not thinking about
you trying to go, usually trying to get the cat to stop, hold it out. You know, at least a dog will give attention to you. Cats just keep on going.
They don't mind. They know what you're talking
but
about.
But we thank God that whether it's an animal or another human being, God is still showing us who we are.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm so glad in those times when we find ourselves getting so frustrated that some of those words surface out of our mouths that God is forgiving and merciful, and he's letting us know, I already knew you was going to do it.
Yeah.
That's why I put it in my word, get angry, but sin not.
Exactly.
So when you get angry and you start saying things you ain't got no business saying, it does not mean that you didn't adhere to what he wrote when he says get angry and sin not. No, because the sin is not coming to God for forgiveness.
Right.
Right. You have to repent.
That's
when it's a sin because it does not convict you.
Lord,
but when you get convicted and you ask God to forgive you, because look at David. David did all kind of things, and God said he's a man after my own heart. Why? Because he knew how to come back and ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
That's right.
Didn't mean that he didn't sin. It meant he knew how to come back and get it right.
That's it. Yep.
And he knew how to take correction. So when you know, you think about stuff, stop beating yourselves up and know that God already knew you was going to do it, but he's waiting to see if you're going to come back and get it corrected and ask for forgiveness and say sorry.
Sorry, Lord.
That's what he's looking at. He's looking to see if we're going to come back and say, Lord, I am so sorry. Please forgive me.
Yes.
After all. That's why he died on that cross, right? For forgiveness.
Yeah, forgiveness.
So he's looking for us to come to him and ask for that forgiveness.
Yes.
Because we did some things. We said some things. We thought about some things.
Yeah.
That was not pleasing in his sight. But he's merciful. He's loving. He's kind. He's long-suffering. And he wants to forgive us.
Yes,
he does not want us to die in our sin or in our wrongdoing. He wants us to live and enjoy life and not feel guilt and shame because that's the enemy. That's not God.
Amen.
If you feel guilt and shame, that means you never gave it to God. And if you never give it to him, he can't help you to get healed from it.
That's right.
So we thank God. It has been Hilda. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Sister Barbara. It was a beautiful, beautiful communion service. Evangelist Hilda, can you take us out with Better Life, please?
Sure.
Thank you. God bless you, guys.
God bless you too.
Have a blessed
Enjoy your day. Love you, guys.
Holiday. You say
yeah.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing for the holiday?
I am going to study today so I can get on that line tomorrow, Sister Hoy. What you going to do?
Well, you're talking about Monday. Monday's the holiday, so Hopefully, you know, I'll be doing a little.
They usually celebrate during the weekend so they can rest on Monday.
Well, no, I'm gonna do other things on the weekend, and I want a barbecue on Monday, maybe. Maybe.
Oh, I want some. I want.
God willing.
Providing it doesn't rain. But it seems like every Labor Day almost it rains.
Did they predict rain? Forecast?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
Monday, Tuesday. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh,
well, maybe I'll do it indoors instead of grilling outdoors. That's,
yeah,
not a,
that's all you got to do is do it indoors.
Yeah, that's not a kink in the armor. That still goes on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
God willing.
All right.
God
love
willing.
You guys. Put on red lights so I can hear them all the way out.
Be blessed. Love you.
Love you too. Be safe.
Red of light. Sent down the glory. Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, say it now. Come on. Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread and down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word.
Awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer.
Gentle redeemer.
God with us.
God with us.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
The
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call.
Born
in a manger, but on a tree.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye.